Would you like to see the first boy that you kissed?
No.
No, not really.
You would not?
He was a...
What?
He was a...
Not the one you wanted him to be?
He was a hole without the first word. He was
a hole.
At any rate.
He was an a-hole.
At any rate...
Was he a pothole? What was he?
Huh? He was an a-hole. It's too nice. And yeah, I think maybe right. A-hole is probably too nice, too. Mm.
No.
My grandmother's parents... I get that. My husband's
wife. I want you to go turn the tortillas. Listen to me.
My grandmother's parents worked their behinds off to get 9 children into this country. My grandma. Yeah.
So did mine. So did mine. And they were all Krauts. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
You don't like that, do you?
The Korean War.
My grandfather
was a Nazi. So think about that.
Sleep in the freedom.
Okay. Yeah. Hang up on her. I'm going to kill you.
I'm in.
Hang up on her! Caller 9, hello.
Come in, caller. Come in.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Howdy. Did you think it would be me?
Yeah.
When I called?
Yeah, I did.
Kind of seems like it.
Well.
Hey, No, I probably didn't win you your little contest.
No, really? Do you think?
No, you did
I
not.
I sure would like to borrow that potato suit they had on down there today.
Really?
No,
why is
the,
that?
The woman that was dressed like a potato looked like a
turd.
A what?
Kind of.
A turd.
A little
exactly.
bit.
How would you like to see the butt that it came out of?
Oh. Ow.
Whoa.
Ow.
Ow. Oh. Oh.
Whoa.
Okay, I better go now. I have to call Cairo.
We need
okay, that's
much.
good. You better tell them about that, too, when you call Cairo.
You mentioned,
you talk to them all
the
about
suit.
That. Good afternoon.
Yeah, am I caller Tim?
Yes, you are.
Well, right on. That's very good.
What is with this right on stuff? You'd think it was 69.
It is 69. You just played a whole lot of love.
All right.
It
okay.
is 69.
All right. So what's your name?
Steve Forbes.
Steve, you've won $102.50 and your chance at a trip to Maui.
Very good.
Hang on there, Forbes. Right on. Of all the things to say, I would say yay or woohoo.
Well, because you're the urbane sophisticate.
Oh, I'm erudite. Oh, yes, I am. Hey, you fricky, frilly little frisky thing, you. Dennis Miller, when does the book come out, the new one?
Sometime later in the year.
When you want sophisticated, urbane, showbiz conversation with Hollywood's big names.
Something good to read while you're taking a dump.
Well, that's lovely.
You won't find it on the Robin and Mater Show.
And by the way, make that an immaculate hover dump, won't you?
The immaculate hover dump. I like the concept.
But no one else gives you celebrity poo-poo chat like Robin and Mater.
We had a germ doctor on this morning who told us that the spray back, well, the germs are so, God, they're just...
But you're better in tucking low.
No, you don't want to tuck too low.
You just want to get wedged in there like Eugenio Monti on the Italian One bobsled team. You want to get...
The Robin and Mater Show. Sink to our level.
And here's another rule, Dennis. Shut the toilet lid before you flush it.
Dennis Miller does.
Well, you know, when I hit the crapper, I have a protractor with me.
Well,
I want to bring Archimedes in for the code.
Robin and Maynard.
I've got a couple more minutes. I'm glad to sit here and talk about pooping and anything else.
No.
Well, the 16th is big party day for accountants and IRS agents. And if you're in a bar, watch for these IRS agent pickup lines.
Go ahead.
Baby, that's one filled out form you got there.
Mm.
Watch for that.
Want to go back to my place and check out my long form?
Ooh.
Let her die here. Just let her sit and swim.
Oh, she doesn't care.
No.
You're fine.
Go ahead.
That's not what I meant by head of household. Honey, you're causing me to have a capital gain in my trousers.
Well,
all right.
Go
ahead, Lolita, finish up.
You're not done?
No,
your
there's
IRA
more.
IRA isn't the only thing I want to roll over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And those are some pretty nice W-2s you got there.
Nice
honey.
W-2s.
Okay, so who is it?
Nice
and
W-2s.
And I suspect it is you, sir, in the white hair and the fur coat. Did you make Lolita say those things?
As God is my witness, I have never forced her to do one thing that she did not want to do.
Well, how about that?
I love Bob.
That's Mr. Barker.
All right.
You go backstage with Mr. Barker, and you keep your job. It's 5:43 with Robin and Maynard. We're looking at the weekend forecast, and I think it's going to be whistling pretty good. So what do you have there, Robin?
Tomorrow is supposed to be a nightmare. I mean, there's lightning bolts. It's an absolute Aquanet day.
Let's play Career Suicide. Now here's Robin and Maynard.
Thanks, Speedy. Patty. Hi.
Hello.
Tell John what you do, Patty.
I'm a barber.
Nice. Where are you? Where do you work?
At Lowe's Barbershop in Olympia.
And how many chairs?
There's four, but there's only three of us.
Do you pump with your hand or your foot?
With the hand, actually. They're really old ones.
Yeah. Wow. See, now you're talking. Do you have a strap? Do you have a strap on?
No, but my boss.
No, no. He's talking about the two.
You have a leather strap to sharpen your...
I'm not into all that.
To sharpen... What do you mean you're not into it? What if I came in for a shave? What are you going to do?
Oh, we don't do them.
What?
You don't do a shave?
You can't get a shine and a shave?
No. Well, you know, we do shaving around the neck, but it's with the throwaway razors. It's not the old-fashioned.
Well, let me ask you. I'm going to try you one more time here, Patty, and see if you're worth your salt. What are the magazines in the stand?
Say that again?
What magazines do you have?
Oh, God, we got a ton of them.
Blue Boy?
Drugs?
We get too many perverts in there. When I start working there, I get tired of them.
And so how do you know they're perverted?
Yeah.
Does the...
So we had to cut those out, but...
Does the drape magically start to move?
How do you know they're perverts?
The one specific one that comes to mind of why we took the Playboy out of the...
Yeah, that's what we want to know about.
Okay, yeah. I was cutting his hair, and there happened to be something about Jessica Hahn in there, and he said something like, haven't you noticed that her boobs kept getting bigger every time you see her?
That makes him a pervert?
Well, just you have to know the guy. I mean, some people can say things and get away with it. But
you know, isn't that true? Why is that? Why is it that some guys could say that? See, if Denzel came in, he could say that, and you go, Denzel, my,
you're astute.
They're absolutely enormous. I mean, but this guy, you're going, this guy's a perv, and we're going to throw him out. Well, Patty, it's time to play the game,
anyway.
And here's...
just will keep talking.
Patty, let me parallel park in here for just a second. Here's Robin's poem. Who has committed career suicide?
I don't like to call this poetry, but fine. Now, Patty, if you can listen, can you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sit.
Don't you say a word until I call you. If, when I say Patty, then you can answer.
Shake.
All right?
Okay. All
don't
right.
you screw with me between now and then. I might forgive you if you pray. In my lap, let your head lay. Spin your beads, don't make a fuss, while I put the corn in Cornelius.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about Jim Baker?
Jim Baker is not
Jim
a Catholic
Baker?
Or anything.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Right. Well, there goes Patty. It was nice to get to know the woman behind the barber chair.
Hello?
Hello.
John, did you hear that clue?
Yeah, I kind of did. It was a little bit fuzzy, but I think I got the gist of it.
A little fuzzy around the edges, but we all get our share.
Maynard, I swear to you, I think I saw my dad in town today, and if that's the case, you are going down bloody tonight,
Buddy. Why?
Steph. Because this show has been...
What?
Not as wholesome as one would
well,
like.
Well, you're the biggest dirt burger on
you're
the show.
You are the chef in the kitchen
well,
of dirt burger.
Let's presume that I am. Then what does that have to do with your father? What does he care? As long as his little princess, you know. So what do you have here for us?
Well, I don't know. Do you need a specific
we need a name,
generality?
My friend.
A name.
Who has committed career suicide?
Oh, it's that bishop down in San Francisco, huh?
Mm-mm.
No, sir.
Goodbye. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Go ahead. Do you have any idea?
I'm going to guess Louis Cornelius.
Ooh.
It is not Louis.
Christine.
Hello.
Hi.
Is that priest in Seattle, James Cornelius, I think?
It's not James.
You're very close. Hello, Janet.
Hi.
Yes.
Is it Father Cornelius? Did we have to know his first name?
Yes.
Oh, John Cornelius.
Yes. Yes.
Whoopee!
There you go.
Reverend John Cornelius, as a matter of fact.
At least I didn't have to do the clue more than once. I'm proud about that. You've won 50 bones, Kay.
I think we're all happy about that. And if your father is in town, he's probably the happiest of all.
Oh, we love your show.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Excuse me for a moment. If your day ever sounds like this.
Well, what? You're the biggest dirt burger on
you're
the show.
You are the chef in the kitchen of dirt burger.
Let's presume that I am.
You bastard.
You might want to think about calling 1-800-DIVORCE. That's Goldberg Jones. Ask for me, Rick Jones. And, of course, that call is at no charge.
Outstanding.
Goodbye.
You bastard.